Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. It is from Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 and verse 10, a reading from Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk. And he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, a great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
I see you starting to loosen up a little bit. By the end of the service, I think we're going to have you swaying. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. This morning I'm going to forego the children's message, but I will be inviting the children up for the baptism. So the common theme in our text this morning is this idea of call. This is the third Sunday in a row when we've been dealing during this Epiphany season, this season of light and this season of God becoming visible or present in our life. It's the third Sunday in a row that we've been dealing with scriptures connected with God's call upon our life. And sometimes, the rhymes just come for me, and I don't know what that's about, and I don't really trust it very often. But I thought this morning I've got a limited amount of time, and the rhymes were coming, so I have a sermon that is a one long poem, and it's based on the text today and on this idea of God's calling on our life. Life was going good and all until that day I heard Jesus call. I was fishing and selling and fishing, you see, when Jesus walked by and said, "Follow me." I was building my life, climbing the stair when Jesus came totally out of nowhere. "Look," he said as he looked in my eyes, "I know this may come as a terrible surprise. You have been gifted to catch many fish, my friend, and now I want you to catch women, children, and men." It made no sense. I had mountains of debt. But when he called my name, I left my boat, my family, my net. I had built a good life, me and the sea, but I left it all, even Galilee, to live my new identity. To serve the preacher who had nowhere for his head, the one that before long would be good as dead. I left it behind for one reason alone. His kingdom had come, and I trusted his throne. His kingdom is different than my kingdom of stuff. There is love and sharing, and all have enough. Give your life now to me, he said, and fish not for fish, but for sinners instead. My kingdom, I know, can feel like an albatross, and it will make no sense until we get to the cross. This must never happen to you, dear Lord. Get behind me, Satan, this earthly thinking we cannot afford. My kingdom is not of this world, you see. That's why the world will reject you and me. The world's goal is to climb to the top, and until they make it, they will never stop. The goal of my kingdom is the opposite of that. The last will be first, and the first will fall flat. Give yourself away now in love, for my spirit is upon you from above. My spirit will lead you and guide you wherever you go, even when the place I send you, you do not know. I left it behind for one reason alone. His kingdom had come, and I trusted his throne. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You fish really well, my friend. But I want you to leave this place called home to find for me those who are lost and alone. For my kingdom is big. There is room for all, and I want all who will fit to fill my banquet hall. So fish and fish and fish until you're weary, and I will lift you up and restore you so you will never be dreary. You are just the beginning, my son, I call Peter. Soon there'll be more, for we are Satan's defeater. Next will be Andrew, and then James and John. They will join you on this journey you're on. You will never be alone, for the community and I will be with you from now until the sweet by and by. And years from now, long after you've departed the earth, I'll gather together all those who by baptismal birth are your brothers and sisters, too many to mention, who have become my beloved without any question. I left it behind for one reason alone. His kingdom had come, and I trusted his throne. So hold on, my friend, what a journey this will be as we move from here into eternity. After you will come others. You'll know not their names. They too will fish. Their likes much the same. They will think that before me their life was just grand, and when I called them by name, I destroyed their great plans. But in time they will see what in time all will see, that the plans of mankind they will all cease to be. But the things of my kingdom, these will last. They are love and joy and peace and life. All these are steadfast. So to those who have not yet heard my call, perhaps it's because you're building a wall. You may be a child, or you may be in college before you hear my voice and are ready to acknowledge. You may be a parent, an elder, or almost dead before you realize you have nothing to dread. For my call is life-giving. It may change your direction. But if that is so, simply thank God for your election. I left it behind for one reason alone. His kingdom had come, and I trusted his throne. I won't ruin your life, but you will cease to live. It will be I who live in you, an abundant life I give. So fear not, my child, I will not destroy you, but I claim you and name you and make you brand new. When you are in my hands, there is nothing to fear, for my grace will guide you, and I'll hold you quite near. And together we'll create a new world not yet known, and it will come about by the seeds of love and forgiveness we've sown. For my life I laid down so that your life may be ever and ever and ever held in me. And now we are one, nothing will separate, and that is the truth for which there is no debate. When you hear my voice, don't be stunned. I am calling, for from the beginning time I prepared you for this falling. For when you fall into me, you truly do die, But to think I'd leave you dead is the greatest of lies. When you fall into me, it is then I can raise you up and empower your life for that fruit-bearing stuff. So follow me, my friend, and I will change your life with my kingdom. I will feed you and fill you and give you songs and voices to sing them. I left it behind for one reason alone. His kingdom had come, and I trusted his throne. I invite you to say that last line, those last two lines with me. I left it behind for one reason alone. His kingdom had come, and I trusted his throne.
Set free by the truth of God's gracious love, we pray for the church, the world, and all of God's good creation. Each petition ends with, "Hear us, O God, your mercy is great." Thank you for this beautiful new year. Thank you for the life. We simply adore you, Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator and Sustainer of life. Mercy beyond what we can fathom. You cover us with grace forever and ever. Hear us, O God. You care for us more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. You are aware of our every need. You know our prayers of supplication before we speak them. You know our requests to you before we think them. Hear us, O God. Our prayers of intercession are for the physical, emotional, social, and financial needs for our church, our members, and all of our visitors today, and particularly include the first names of the members who are listed in our bulletin. Rolf, Michaela, Mike, Ione, Mavis Ann, Anne, Julius, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mayanians, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos. Hear us, O God. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. We are so deeply thankful for our families, spouses, children and grandchildren, our dear friends, our health, our homes, our jobs, our beloved Waldorf University, our retirement, the privilege to live in this beautiful world, and the hope of eternal life with you in heaven. Hear us, O God. Help us to perform one of the hardest commandments that you give us in the Bible to perform, which is to love our enemies and pray for them. Help us to not turn our backs on the global refugees who are just seeking peace and safety for their families. God bless the whole world, no exceptions. Hear us, O God. Help us to stand up for righteousness and to help the poor, the disadvantaged, and all who are less fortunate than ourselves. Strengthen us to be courageous disciples for you. Strengthen our pastors and our missionaries who are gentle and courageous disciples and examples to us all. Hear us, O God. Into your hands, faithful God, we place ourselves and our prayers, spoken and unspoken, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace, be the light of Christ.
Thanks be to God.